Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
As restaurants in Chicago and the suburbs reopen dining rooms, there is new emphasis on cleanliness and safety. We welcome Todd Franz to the program, food safety manager at UL, a global safety organization based in Los Angeles. Todd, so for restaurant owners trying to do this, trying to get that economic activity going again, but also trying to do it safely, what are a few tips? What are things they should keep in mind?
You know, they're going to look at things that are very differently about how you open the doors, right? Seating is going to be different. We've got space in between the seating. Chicago and Illinois is looking at keeping outdoor dining open before the next phase of allowing indoor dining even. And besides table spacing, your servers are going to be wearing masks. You'll see signage as you enter the restaurants to remind you not to enter. There's things happening even behind the scenes that you don't see as a guest, right? There's disinfection that happens after hours. They're looking at even vendors that come in and having health screenings for the vendors that are delivering the food, as well as health screenings for the employees when they first show up to work even.
How important is something like going cashless, only taking cards?
Yeah, non-contact seems to be a very important element of preventing COVID spread. And that's not just at restaurants. That's going to be across the board. But certainly at restaurants where we're so accustomed to that check being delivered to the table, if that still has to happen, you're even going to see things like restaurants going to disinfecting the pens that they use before they do that. But cashless is definitely the direction to move.
And I'm guessing someone going through the place, disinfecting door handles, making sure that every table gets disinfected after every customer.
Yeah, think about things that everybody touches, the high touch points that are normally there, like, you know, front door, cash registers, pin pads, menus that are reused, or condiments. You can expect to see things like reusable or disposable, actually, condiment packets now. Or maybe this ketchup's going to be brought out to you in a little ramekin jar instead of having the ketchup bottle sitting on the table.
Are buffets a thing of the past? I mean, are those ever going to come back? I'm thinking you have all these people coming in and touching those utensils.
Hey, you know, the restaurant industry is nothing if it's not innovative. They will find a way to bring the buffet back. But for the time being and for the foreseeable future, they are a thing of the past. So they'll come back in a different form at some point.
Well, we will hope for that. Let's also talk about hostesses, waiters, waitresses, because restaurant owners, they not only want to keep customers safe, they want to keep their employees safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That staff, like I said, they're going to be doing health screenings before they check in, midday. They will be keeping their distance from guests in a different way. You're going to see maybe one party seated at a time. You won't see parties waiting and congregating in a lobby area anymore, waiting to be seated. That line typically is going to take place outdoors. So hand washing, and, you know, don't forget, the food industry, it's old hat for us, hand washing and, you know, sneezing into your elbows and prevention of, you know, contamination. Some of these things, actually, the food industry has a little bit of a leg up on the rest of retail and being used to doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, years of training and putting it into practice. Yeah, thank you so much, Todd Franz, food safety manager at UL, based in Los Angeles.